This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The president of China begins a tour of Latin America today. First stop, the Caribbean island of Trinidad. His visit comes after Vice President Biden came through the region. Biden just sealed a renewable energy deal with Trinidad. What does this mean for Latin American economies when the U.S. and China compete for their business? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Sometimes the economic interests of the U.S. and China complement each other. For example, Trinidad is one of the world's leading producers of natural gas. The U.S. used to buy a lot of it from Trinidad until we tapped our own reserves.
Trinidad now needs to find global markets for its primary commodity.
Eric Farnsworth is with the Council of the Americas.
China's hungry for energy, and it makes a lot of sense to talk to the Trinidadians about perhaps developing that energy relationship.
But the U.S. and China also compete in Latin America as the continent becomes increasingly important to the world's economy. Jorge Piñon is with the University of Texas in Austin.
Chinese national oil companies have a competitive advantage over U.S. oil companies.
Piñon says China loaned a total of $45 billion to Brazil and Venezuela to develop energy projects. He says the loans will be repaid in oil. That's a deal it would be hard for Exxon or Chevron to match. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.